Oh my goodness, we have an interesting man on the podcast today, to say the least. Brendan Stiles, another cousin of mine, is here to hang out. How the hell are you, pal?
Wait, who was the first cousin?
I had Brock on when he was
Oh,
here
did you?
visiting. Yeah, we did
Okay.
like a quick one before I had to run to the airport.
Okay.
But how
I'm
are
good,
you,
thank you,
man?
Drake.
Yeah, absolutely. If you
good.
want to go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself. I don't even know who listens anymore. There's a lot of people that I don't even know that listen. So,
Yeah, my
quick
name
intro about yourself.
is Brendan. I'm Drake's better looking cousin.
True.
Not at the top of the list though, at all. But yeah. I stream on Twitch. Go ahead
There you
and
go.
follow if you want. Jurassic 815, giving away an Xbox Series S.
Nice.
So I get in there, and that's really it.
Hell yeah, dude. No, I appreciate you hopping on and going right into that, actually. You've kind of been a big help to me getting involved with streaming. So I was just going to ask you, because I didn't see anything like on socials. So like when you and I kind of reconnected, you have been like a huge help, kind of like sharing on your stuff. And then I just wanted to ask you, like, how did you get started with it, and how it was when like you were first starting, how weird it is, like when there's no one watching your stream. You know what I mean? You know how it goes. Like, there's no one watching, there's no one checking in, no one gives a shit until you built out to where you're at now. So just kind of take me through how that whole thing went.
Well, so I wasn't gonna stream, but then I was like, well, you have to spend money and make money. So I made the account, I bought 5,000 bot followers, and then I bought 6,000 view bots. Drake, that's all a
I was gonna say, I was like, well, what the hell are you
lie.
doing? Are they
No.
broken or what's going on?
No, like we I have a group chat with people that I started playing with when COVID started all going down, and they were telling me like you should stream, like we'll all watch. So I started off with the solid 10 followers and 4 viewers. And really like the way it was awkward starting off, because a lot of the time they weren't in watching me at times, so there was maybe one, two people in there not really saying anything. So the biggest thing is like you just gotta talk like you have 1,000 people in there.
100%. It's one thing
It's
that I'm not. I feel like I've always been kind of a psycho, like whenever I've played video games, but it is like a weirder dynamic when you have to continuously,
entertain,
yeah,
like
you
you're
got to
not,
continuously
yeah.
act like there are more than one people watching you, and instead of just hanging out and bullshitting with your friends. It's like you gotta, because it's like no one's gonna chime in and like see your stuff on Twitch and like check in and then be like, oh, this guy isn't even giving a shit about people watching him. So it's like you just gotta
Yeah.
basically overdo it, which I can see why people get exhausted, because I mean,
Yeah.
it's just like, oh my goodness.
Well, I actually took so I hit affiliate pretty quickly. So like when the money started coming in, like those Twitch bans, I can buy like a soda every once in a
Yeah,
while.
he's sick. He's sick. He's sick.
When I started making the money and stuff, I hit that pretty quick. I probably hit it in a month or two,
Which is wild.
which was pretty
So
unexpected.
what does it take to get affiliate again? It's like,
It's nothing crazy. It's 50 followers, stream 12 hours during the pay, the month or whatever, and then average 3 viewers. So I got that all. I think I got it the first month. So really what happened then was, or to get those followers and to get those people in there, is I would do giveaways. Like I've given away probably a couple hundred dollars on my Twitch. And like I said at the beginning, I'm giving away an Xbox now. Obviously, since I'm making money, I can give away bigger ticket items, but in order to give that stuff away, like I'm like, hey, you have to be following me. You have to hit this many followers. Hey, you have to sub to me. You have to hit this many subs. So
Yep.
like, so I mean, it's a win-win either way, because people are going to sub because they want the giveaway to happen. Or, and if
You're
they, if
getting that
I'm getting
traction to your
that.
channel, like.
Exactly. Like I'm getting that sub money, whether the giveaway happens or not, or if the giveaway happens, the sub goal is set to where I get paid more than the Xbox is worth. But I mean, shit, for $4.99, you get entered in to win an Xbox. That's 100% worth it.
100%. And so like that's I'm pro hopefully I can like kind of just follow your similar strategy to build mine out a little bit too, because it is it's at the point now where I think I'm sitting at 40 followers on Twitch.
Yeah,
and I mean, and only averaging like one viewer a stream, which is understandable. But you would kind of help me like set a date like by mid March to try to hit affiliate. And so like we're basically floating like right on that cusp of hitting that at some point here soon. So that's the goal. And then obviously to keep going with this, cause this has been so fun. And now that we got like, just, I knew I needed to break the podcast like into YouTube somehow, like whether it was like putting clips on there or something, I knew I needed to put it up somewhere else, especially like with video. Cause I'm a huge fan of watching podcasts while they're happening. I don't know, it's something about like seeing like the facial cues between
people. like two bears. I watch
100%
podcast.
It's so like, it's so funny. House,
Tiny Me Gang.
Yeah, I, it's so funny,
the podcast,
it's so funny hearing the audio, but seeing it with like with their facial expressions and the stuff like that you see that doesn't have audio, it's just like, it's way better. And so I was like, okay, this definitely needs to happen. And now that I have had so much momentum on the podcast, I was like, okay, what's like the next step now? So now it's going to be hopefully moving over to this kind of format for the foreseeable future, going into however many episodes I can push out like this. And it's been, I just keep saying in every episode, dude, it's been crazy. Like I had listened to it a little bit in like the previous two episodes of me like talking about it. And I was like, oh my God, I sound so like arrogant talking about it. But I mean this in like the most like sincere way. Like when people have reached out to me and been like, I don't think this is like the best podcast ever at all whatsoever. I'm just doing what I want to do. You know what I mean? And
you
kind of like help like usher me into that with you already being like a streamer. It's one of those things where, you know, it's kind of nerve-wracking to start doing and to post like on your own shit, to be like, hey, like follow me, like come watch.
Oh, for
me.
Sure, dude.
Like, yeah.
Like if I get a, like, okay, so if I get a fresh Tinder match, you know, and we get each other snaps, like I'm not posting that I'm live. like I'm not going to do that.
Or even that on the DL for the first part of it. So she doesn't find out that you got the rainbow glow up keyboard in your room.
Exactly. Like, I was talking to this girl, right? And she was like 30s, and I'm like, I'm not going to sit there and be, hey, yo, I stream video games and make money. And she's like, I'm like 50% doing with my 401k. So it's like,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, girls? That house paid off? What's good? What year's that car? That paid off too? Come on.
Is that,
I play video, can I stay in your basement and play video games? What's good, mama? What's good? That's kind of my plan, to be honest with you. Now it's like, yeah, I'm so far removed like from the dating scene now, to where it's like I'm not even gonna try to, and who knows, this may not be a permanent thing, but like I'm not like for right now not trying to like get back like on any apps or anything. I'm just so like focused on like what I want to do now, to where it's like, if I like meet someone like organically, dope. But like, I know my next girlfriend is not going to jump through my living room window. You know what I mean? Like at the same time, like she's not going to like, oh my God, I felt an energy here and dove through your front door. Like this is crazy.
Your asthma attack. I've seen your stuff.
I am a huge fan, and I just jumped through your living room window to tell you I'm in love with you. Let's start dating. So in a perfect world, maybe, but for right now, it's just like, I'm okay with just rocking a mustache, going to the gym and sitting in my room in front of my computer and doing shit like this. So it's like,
yeah, that's the thing too. It's like, one of my friends, she was like, when are you gonna like try to actually fucking like meet someone and settle down? Like, I'm like, dude.
It's such a horrifying question, by the way.
Not really, because like I don't care. But like, I literally told her, I was like, I can get high and play video games all night.
Yeah,
like I'm not looking for anything else right now.
No.
But I did just book a flight to go see my favorite sailor, Bryce.
Dude, shout out to the Sailors, so, man. Hell yeah.
So hopefully maybe I'll bump into someone out there. And just,
oh yeah. Where's he at?
My flight home. San Diego.
So for those of you listening, Brendan's younger brother, who we grew up basically resenting, Bryce.
The worst.
The worst. The worst. And he was ever, only in boxer briefs ever. That's the funniest part of his entire being. And yeah, he's doing his thing, killing it in the he's a navy man. Yeah.
A Navy corpsman.
Navy corpsman stationed out of San Diego, and he just got married.
He did. He's basically Hacksaw Ridge, though. He's just like a medic.
No guns.
Shout out Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, shout out
the best Spider-Man.
The best Spider-Man for sure. I agree. I don't know what this Tom Holland BS is, but not my Spider-Man. I'll tell you that much. I love the guy, but he's not my Spider-Man.
Recency bias, that's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, come on, it's unbelievable. But yeah, that's kind of been it. And it's kind of been a weird adjustment, coming from, you know, you hit a point to where like going out is super fun. I still love it, man. I love being social. I love going out with the guys or with a group of friends and going out and tearing out the club, but I'm at a point now where it hits me like a brick whenever I'm not a good casual drinker at all. So it will so like me being like, I don't know how to chill out with this. It's every time it's just hammer time. And so then the next day, as I'm crippled with anxiety, I'm like, oh my God, I wasted an entire morning. I'm like, now I got to overcompensate and be extra productive this afternoon, which never happens, by the way. It never happens.
You know, the common Sunday morning text that I send to the group.
I went out for a while when we were like, a couple years ago, I would get this.
I was 21 to 23.
Yes. So you were the ideal age. And I would get this text in our group chat of a couple of our cousins from Brendan every Sunday going, just threw up in the shower.
LOL.
Yeah. LOL. And I would just read it and I would just throw my head back and cackle every time because I could just feel the misery through the text. Like just crawled to the shower and threw up. I'll be here for a while. Now I can just hear it through the text message. And it was like clockwork every Sunday.
So I actually have a funny story that relates to the dating thing and the drinking without control. So this is perfect that this got brought up. But last Friday, right? I went out on this date and like we started talking about our tattoos and stuff. And like I showed her the one on my forearm and it got religious. And she goes, oh, so are you religious? And I'm just like, no. And I was like, I actually want to get it covered up with a sleeve and stuff. And then after that, it got somehow like transferred to politics. And I wanted to commit seppuku right there.
Seppuku.
Like, I did not want to continue that conversation. So after the day and everything, like I had fun. Like I don't care about talking about that stuff. Like I had fun. So I wasn't leaning in for a kiss, but when she hugged, she kind of went like this, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, I kind of like read the room and I was like, okay, so there's not going to be a second date. No problem. My friends are all at the cave. I'm going to,
She did the turn away hug.
Oh, so I was, no. But that was my first reaction too.
Oh, okay.
So we were at Wheezy's, right? Like we went to Harry Cow to get a drink or to get pizza and a drink. And then we went to Wheezy's and just got a drink. And then the weather got bad. So she left. And that's when the turnaway hug happened. So it's like, okay, whatever. All my friends and my family are at the cave right now, just getting fucked up. So I'm just going to walk over there. I went over there. I did three Rumpelman shots right off the bat.
Hammer time.
And then the rest of the night, like everyone was like, oh, how'd the day go? I was like, told them everything, you know, like, I don't fucking care. I just told them all.
Yeah.
And like at 10:30, I get a text from her and I'm sitting there. I'm like trying to read it. And it was like
doing the shit our parents do where like they.
I had to go into my settings and make the text five times bigger.
The one eye thing they bring. Switch eyes. I'm like they don't even have the readers on yet. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, Dad. I watch my dad do it and I'm like, dude, you're not even 60.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you so are basically doomed.
That. And she's like, hey, I had fun. Like, let's hang out again. So I'm like, oh shit, I just spent all this money for no reason.
Well, that's good though. You know what I mean? It's a lot better than being like, hey, I would like to never see you again.
I don't know. Ghosting might have been better.
It is always the safe way, which is why it's such a big part of culture nowadays. Yeah. It's funny that you drank yourself into oblivion, right? Which our family is notorious for doing.
Yeah, and then I did the same thing Saturday.
At least you're consistent. You know what I mean?
Consistency is key.
At least you're consistent, which is good. It's funny that you say that. Shane was in town a week and a half or 2 weeks ago or something like that. And so every time he comes back now, it uproots my entire routine. And it makes me hate when he comes into town because I love seeing him. And, you know, like him and I lived together for over a year and a half. And so it's so good seeing him. But then like all I do is hang out with him, eat hot Cheetos and drink myself into oblivion. And we go out one night and I don't know why. I mean, this is probably part of me being unemployed. So so we go out and I'm drinking like I'm terminally ill and not going to make it through the next day, like in general. And so I'm like, I catch myself at this place called Champions and we're playing darts and there are like, we're shooting at one dartboard, but I am having to focus through four dartboards. Like, and so I'm like, well, when these all line up together, I guess I'll just throw it as hard as I can. And I'm like, dude, it's a fucking Wednesday. What am I doing? And I don't know, for people that don't know what Champions is, let me tell you what it is. It's the Cave, except it's in Gilbert, Arizona. It's a little bit bigger. It's the same bar, but it's in Gilbert, Arizona, and it's a little bit bigger. And people do cocaine in the bathroom. And so...
No, so that's the Cave.
Okay, so the Cave, which is cool. And so so it's a cool spot, but I caught myself and I'm like, oh my God, why? And I was at the point where we were getting green tea shots and then like just chasing them with, which are always easy to go down, absolutely. But then we were chasing them with like Coors Lights and I was drinking every Coors Light that hit my hand. Like it was an Aquafina water bottle. I was like, and I had just got done playing backyard football with the guys out in the yard. And
it is Coors Light. So it is basically water.
Basically, but you stack a couple of those back to back to back after a couple of green tea shots and it really isn't a winning combination. And so it's not exactly a winning equation as some would call it. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, Jesus, take me home, not a female, just somebody bring me home, please. And so we finally leave. And it was one of those times where you sit in the Uber and you can only focus on like the seat in front of you because it's the only thing not moving. If you look out the window, it's game over. And I just didn't say a word the whole ride back. And it was a haul back to Tempe. So it's like a 25 minute Uber ride. So just a casual. Sounds like
all my sober Uber rides.
So just a casual trip to Rockford for people that live back home, except you're obliterated. And so I didn't say a word the whole way home. And I'm just focusing on not spilling my dinner in the back of this Uber. And it was the hardest mission I think I've ever accomplished in my entire life. Somehow did it, but didn't say a word the whole way home. As soon as we get dropped off my buddies, it's a shove the door open, a Sierra 1-2 step out the door, and it's immediately puking right off the sidewalk. And I mean, not just a little spit up, dude. It is a, like, this is going to cover a majority of the floor of the back seat if that's in that Uber. And so I'm like, sitting there just, and the Uber hasn't pulled away yet. And he's seeing what I could have potentially done, the war crimes in his back seat. And I didn't pay for the Uber. So whoever would have gotten charged probably over $100. And so I get out and just blow chunks. And now I'm like, this is why I don't drink like I usually do anymore. Cause this is not cool. And I get inside after I stumble in and go, Thank God. The only thing I was focused on was not puking in that Uber. Well, I lay down on this mat on the floor going, okay, my night's over. And then I'm still fully clothed with no blanket, no pillow, because naturally. And after a few minutes of laying down, I went, oh no, I have, there's an aftershock coming. I need to go to the bathroom again. And instead of getting up like a normal human being, I just crawled on the tile on my hands and knees over to the bed. And Shane and my buddy Cody are just on the couch watching me do this, like in slow motion. Crawl on my hands and knees. Don't change level at all where my head is. Just right to the toilet again. Just up. And this is a few weeks ago. This is 26-year-old me.
Oh, my God.
Professional streamer podcaster me. And...
And Burt Reynolds look alike with that mustache. It looks good, dude. I just want to throw that out there. I'm fucking digging it.
Thank you, dude. I had an interview today, so I was like, the only thing that I'm shaving is everything except the mustache. I was like, if they don't hire me after this, they have zero taste. And I'm suing, and I'm going to represent myself. And this is the only evidence that I'm bringing.
Okay. Okay, so you're suing made me think of something that could cause some conversation here.
Okay. I love that.
So it's a controversial opinion that I have.
Oh boy.
Demonic possession should be a valid defense in the court of law.
You think so?
It should be, because they make you swear on a Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So by that, they acknowledge the existence of God, so they have to acknowledge the existence of the devil and demons. So
like, that's now you're making a really solid point. And the thing that experienced people like you and me who hunt ghosts and demons on Sundays,
Sunday scaries,
tune in for that.
Phasmophobia.
Yeah, that game is
terrifying.
Horrifying.
Terrifying.
Okay.
I need to get it set up for my VR. So.
Oh, that's right. And for people that don't know what I never know the name of it. What is the name of this game? Phasmophobia? Yeah. Is that what it is? Did I say it? I feel like I never say it right, or I don't know how to say it. And so every time I'm like, I'm not gonna, like, what are you playing? And then I just go, it's a scary game, because I don't know what the name of it is. And so it's one of these scary games, you hunt ghosts. I just like, yeah, what's the name of it? I don't know. It's something with a P. I'm not even gonna attempt. Phasmophobia. And it's just like
that. Four.
Yeah, and just the Fantastic Four or something like that. That's what we play on Sundays. It's like, I'm not finding it. Like, yeah, you just search games with a P, you'll find it. And so for people that don't know what that game is, it's the worst. And so you got me into it just because, like, we've been having an awesome time catching up and getting, like, to basically, because like playing video games, like, basically is hanging out now. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be with each other hanging out to hang out, like, at all anymore. And, like, obviously, like, that part of it kind of sucks, but, like, it is with me being in Arizona, I can't just drive over to your house and hang out for a night.
I mean, you could.
I could, but it would take an entire day. So, I'd be turning right back around and be like, well, it was really good to see you for 30 minutes. And so for that game, you pick somewhere in the country to go hunt like whatever is haunting this area. And so like there's a high school, there's a farmhouse, there's a campground, prison. There's a prison. There's like a suburban house. There's so many different like levels that you can choose. And it randomizes whatever ghost is in that level. And then obviously we all have headphones on, and it feels and sounds so real. And it is.
And we play in the dark.
It's in the dark. You shut the lights off. The stream sees me literally like beating sweat because it's so scary. And you'll hear whispers in your ear. The doors and, will like, lock.
You'll hear things that your friends won't.
Because it'll single people out. Like if you're further away from the group, like it'll pick you to like, it'll have an event. And then like when whatever the thing is that's hunting, the doors will like lock and you can't leave and to go back out to your trailer that has all your gear in it. And like, you gotta run and hide. And your player has like two steps worth of stamina for a little jog and they're completely dead.
So that's realistic.
So it's very, so it's very real. It's very real. Two hard steps and it's okay. I'm tapping out. And so it literally, it fucks with your head. Like you'll see like an event where like your flashlight will go dark and you'll drop your flashlight or your camera or whatever's in your hand. And then like you'll, your heart, you'll start literally hearing like, your heart will beat like in your headphones like crazy. And it is
Wait, that's literally in the headphones. I dead ass thought that was my heart because it feels like
it's probably the same thing. Probably the same because my heart too. Like I literally like the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. Like it's what you hear like on the back of your neck, and it's just, you legit like scream. It is so scary. And
I always have to shower after playing that game because I actually work up a sweat.
You probably pit really bad after that game. I would assume that you probably do. just calling it how I see it. I'm not exactly clean to hit the town after playing that game either. What's the name of it again? I know what it is. I just want to hear you say it.
Phasmophobia.
Yeah. See, I knew that's what it was. I knew that's what it was the whole time. I just wanted to compare it to what you were gonna say.
I really don't believe you.
Well, you caught me because I don't know how to say it still. So, but that game's horrifying. Oh my goodness, it's been. What else have you been? You got me into Overwatch too. Actually, I never played that before. We had jumped into that.
That's been a lot of fun.
That game is a blast for something that's been out for years now that I have never played one time. But that's just like. That's the whole different world that we've been into with moving over to PC. There's just so many more options. Like it's all the stupid games that like we find like on Steam that like you're able to play for a couple dollars. Like it's almost criminal. Free. Yeah. Like, or yeah, you don't even have to pay for them. It's just like, dude, what? And so like with you continuing to stream and stuff like that, I just wanted to kind of like ask like, what's like the, not to get too caught up like into the future or whatever, but what's like kind of the plan with the stream going forward?
So obviously you've heard of Tim the Tatman.
Mm-hmm.
That times 10.
Okay. Like weight wise too, or cause that's.
Yeah. I've been working my way up there. I haven't been in the gym in like a month, dude. I feel like such a bum.
That's all right.
I'm going to San Diego next month. So I'm about to work myself.
There you go. That's the motivation that you need.
Exactly.
You got to plan trips so you can make sure you stay consistent in the gym to look good on those trips. That's usually how it goes.
The problem with planning trips is I have to work to make money to plan trips and then work to, you know.
That is the downfall that we're currently sitting at right now.
Yeah. But I got unlimited PTO, so I'm fine with that.
That is the craziest thing with your job. It's just like, yeah, hey,
it's nuts, dude.
Take off whenever.
Yeah, they're like, they basically said, like, as long as we can tell you still work here, take the day off.
So nuts.
Sick, dude.
And so I'm applying for sure.
It's nice. I love it.
So I was going to add, like, so what's kind of next, like, in the immediate future? Like, cracking into, like, more VR stuff? Is that kind of what you're trying to make the move to a little bit, getting more involved in that scene?
No, because I couldn't really... I couldn't really like talk with chat or anything in VR. So
yeah, because you probably can only see like the game's HUD, right? Yeah. You can't even like, you'd have to literally walk over to your computer to check chat like separately, which would be annoying.
Yeah. So that's why I haven't really played any VR games. But if I got Phasmophobia working in VR, I would play that on stream and just be like, hey, I'm not gonna be talking to you guys a lot. So
yeah, so deal with it because I'm the entertainer here.
Exactly.
So if you don't like it, don't leave, but maybe take a break.
Don't leave because I need somebody watching.
Yeah, we need people watching.
Heart attack.
Yes.
They can call me an ambulance.
For real, dude. That game is so mortifying. I cannot get over it.
Yeah, I wanted to play that for a long time, but obviously I couldn't without a PC.
Yeah, is that exclusive to only PC? Like, is that the only Steam game?
Yeah,
Bryce has got to get his shit together. He's got to get one. I don't know what he's waiting for.
Well, he's looking for a house right now. He's in some small apartment.
I guess that like is like an okay excuse or whatever, because like he's married now or whatever that shit is. Like, but But like, dude, figure out your priorities, man. Like, what do you want to do? You want to get the house and get set up with the wife, or do you want to play PC with your degenerate older cousins? Like, your priorities should be straight there.
Being military, I think next up before the house is his Camaro. His V6 Camaro.
Obviously a coupe. Obviously a coupe.
Yep.
Come on. At least a $500 car payment every month.
Yeah, that or like a maybe like a 2012 Mustang.
Either one, I love it. Either one, it's both great vehicles. People love them, and he's already married, so it's like, what's she gonna do? Leave?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, she already knows that he sucks, so it's like. She's not going anywhere.
No.
Now all they need is just the cherry on top of that fucking burgundy 2014 Camaro.
And that's an underpowered muscle car. That's what it
is. Yeah, because it's a V6, is it not?
Yep.
A V6 is like getting a gas truck. What are you doing? This is my thing, and I don't know.
That's actually funny because he did just buy a gas truck.
He never ceases to amaze me. That beautiful young man with a beautiful mind. Oh, good for him. Bless his heart. Yep, bless his heart.
We'll have to get him on.
100%. What we can hopefully do is we can hopefully get the entire Wet Boys gang on here.
Oh, but then we can like pick somebody and tell them that it's just a podcast. But really turn it into the roast of one of the,
and it'll probably be Reese.
I was just gonna say Reese.
I mean, he's got a target on his back for sure if he hops in here. I mean, for sure. Like, Reese is gonna get verbally assaulted if he comes into Zoom. I can promise you that. But I want to start getting, because I had a chat when I was talking with Nunez, and Nunez said for like our friend group to have like a group thing, but I think it would be funnier to obviously to do that. But then if we could get like me, you, if we get Tim in here. Yeah. Our group chat of me, you, God, Tim, dude. Bryce and Reese. And then it's just flame Reese until he leaves.
And then flame Bryce.
Yeah, and then right after it, flame Bryce until he leaves and buys another Camaro out of frustration. Then we are getting somewhere, but I think that would just be such easy content to just hit record and just like bullshit for an hour or whatever. Uh-huh. It's because it's so easy. It's still so easy for me to just do my thing by myself and to upload it and to.
So
not
do you
have any issues?
Do you mostly do these by yourself?
That's the way it went for a while. Was like the first few, which are terrible, like did by myself, and it was mainly just me like ranting, and then the few that I've done in between, like guests like when I was in Wyoming, a lot of them were just by myself. Yeah. Sitting around, which is, I don't mind, but it gets tough because like, there's, you know, it's like with you and me, it's just like, we're having a casual conversation. So it's like a lot easier of a back and forth. And with me by myself, I don't know how to do, like, I don't know how to run a legit podcast yet to where like I can pull up clips and I can,
Well, that you just do with their OBS stuff.
Which that might be the next move once I like keep chipping away with this, going this way for a while and continuing to build it out. But it gets so tough. And I was in such a routine where it was easy for me to just bullshit and talk for a while and then upload the audio to Anchor. And that was just how I was chipping away originally getting content out. And then now coming over here to Zoom, like I just, my buddy from Winnebago reached out and he's going to sponsor me. So he's going to like give me a little bit of money. Like each episode I read like for an ad for him. And obviously like with the Anchor thing. And then I don't know if you had seen, you probably didn't see, there's a guy that commented on like one of my stupid TikToks about my podcast. I was bragging about making like $1.50 off of it so far, which is, yeah, I'm rich now, so it's crazy. But so nothing new here, just an entrepreneur. So it's whatever, casual. So
go walk into Shark Tank and be like, Sharks, I have a proposition for you.
It's my podcast.
Own the rights to my podcast.
It's my, and all I need is
a $5 investment.
I need about $315 and we are off to the races. What are we thinking, Sharks? What are we thinking? And they're like, we'll all take it. And I'm like, let's go, baby.
Each shark with a solid $62 contribute.
And honestly, as long as they just say something about it, we would take off. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's just how it is. Like, they have a way bigger audience than I do. So that'd be game over. And they'd be like, man, look at this guy that we paid him money to do this. We own his podcast now. So I wouldn't make a cent, but I'd be out there.
Exactly.
I'd be out there.
That's when you just push people to your Twitch.
Yeah. And then it's just like, and then I finesse the entire game. Next thing you know,
you shut down the podcast and only Twitch it.
It's, yeah. And they're like, oh no, what happened? I was like, yeah, I shark tanked you guys. How about that?
You slide an Uno reverse card across the table.
Oh, how the turntables, sharks. How about that? How about that? Mark Cuban. You nice son of a bitch. He would ruin my life. He's the nicest man I think ever.
He is. But if you pissed him off like that, he would end you.
That's what I'm saying. I'd be like, everyone but Mark is screwed. Also, Mark, I own part of the Dallas Mavericks now. So thank you very much. Please don't hate me. But I'm in there. So thank you. We're sharing an office now. So I'm just going to go ahead and I already moved all my Twitch stuff in there. So it's all set up. So
you're right in the background.
You're right there in the background. I'm in the middle of the office.
Then all your titles, you can be like playing this game with
Mark Cuban in the background. Mark Cuban's in an executive meeting and I'm screaming playing Halo in his office. And he's just
we need to play again.
He's just right here on my shoulder. I can put my hand on his desk right here, and like swipe all of his shit off of it.
You're reaching back and like tickling his side. And
he's reaching around, slapping my hand to him. I'm like, Mark, you're so much fun, so much more fun off camera. You're such an MF-er off camera. You're just a jokester. Mark,
you're literally on a TV show. Mark, you're camera shy.
Mark, quit. Quit acting weird on camera, dude.
Mark, what do you want for dinner tonight?
Yeah, Mark, where are we going? Is Chick-fil-A still open in the stadium, Mark?
It's Sunday.
Yeah, but you can open. You own it, so you can open. We can just walk in there. You own this entire building. You can just. We can turn on. Let's turn on those fryers.
Rev up those fryers.
Yeah, let's rev up those fryers. So that's the dream, ultimately, is just streaming from Mark Cuban's office until he eventually ends my life, which I can't think of a better way to go, to be completely honest. Hey,
honestly, you can aim higher than that.
Really?
You can be streaming out of your executive office that Mark Cuban runs his business out of.
This is why I had you on here. It's because of these big brain ideas right here.
Money moves on.
That is what I needed. Now I'm going to end the podcast and delete this episode so you did zero credit for my amazing idea. And that's what it is, man. It's a dog eat dog world out there in the entrepreneur world. You know what I mean? So hey, that's how it goes.
I'm family. I want to see you rise. That's fine with
me. I appreciate that. As long as Reese stays down, we're good. That's that is ultimately where we're at. As long as Reese just stays mediocre, we are fine.
Reese is only down because if he takes a step, he'll trip.
Yes. Dude, and that brings us to our next point. Why is he so clumsy?
Because he had like 6 foot surgeries during his developmental years and was in a wheelchair for like 13 of them.
I've tried to forget that version of Reese.
Yeah.
I feel like Reese has tried to forget that version of Reese.
Yeah.
And he's just constantly still catching up to him in his wheelchair. Going, you'll never get rid of me. You'll never get rid of me. Also, be careful when we go down the stairs. You know how it goes.
Okay, so living with him was the funniest thing
ever. I forgot that you lived with him. Please tell me about that. I did not. I totally forgot about that.
So you know how jumpy he is, right?
Dude, he is 100% he's the sweetest spaz of all time.
So in the house, right, there's this narrow hallway that had a door at the end of it, and that led to the living room. The first door on your right was Reese's room. So like he'd walk out there when he wakes up at like 4 p.m. or something. And like I'd be getting home from work.
Casual.
And I'd walk in the door and I'd go to open up the door to the hallway.
4 p.m. No. He's like,
nah, it's better than that.
He's Brendan, dude, tough day, huh? We both just got happens. After it, yeah. Good days for both of us.
Pretty productive day, huh?
Tough day at the office. I saw me too.
I caught up on some sleep.
Yeah, caught up on some sleep. I definitely have back pain. I've been asleep for 14 hours.
I'd open that door up to go down the hallway, and he'd just be getting ready to walk through. And he would fucking jump so high. He would scream so loud. Like, just me opening the door at the same time as him scared the shit out of him.
He reminds me of my mom, who is 57 years old. And I know that's not going to sound right immediately, but Reese, hear me out. It's because you're so easily scared. You're very similarly scared, like almost a 60-year-old woman, which is not, it's not looking good for you. That's for sure.
But it is our fault. Because
100%. We deserve all the bad karma that we have coming to us, because I remember the bass mounted fish that would sing, "Don't worry, bup, 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 be happy. Don't worry, be happy now."
Aunt Penny's.
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Here's a little song I wrote. Might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Yeah, so that work, first of all, let me get this out of the way. What a fucking banger that song is. Are you kidding me? That song is so good. And the fact that they put it into a mounted largemouth fish
bass
on a mount for the wall that you would hit a button where it would it would go out like this and sing to you, and just the mouth would go. And Reese was mortified of that thing. And we would pin him down and put it up to his face. And he like thought it was a real fish. And he would scream. And this just goes to show just how horrible of people we are. I would be tears crying, laughing at him, just an absolute just despair, being pinned down by multiple cousins and just putting this bass fish screaming that song into his face, and he's just screaming and crying his eyes out. And he's a young kid, and I'm like, I'm sitting there thinking this is gonna cause long-term effects, and this is amazing.
But no one cared about that back then. Long-term effects.
I'm having an amazing time. That was all I cared about. I was like, this is amazing to witness. I was like, we're literally terrorizing this child.
So when his mom lived by the church, you know, she had that cellar, that storm cellar outside.
Yes, yeah.
We locked him in there.
My god,
in the dark.
Was he just having an aneurysm down there? I bet he was having a fucking conniption. There's definitely a ghost down there for sure. There's ghosts. Like that's real Phasma. What's the name of the game again?
Plasmatopia.
There it is. I knew that's what it was. Yeah, the Phasma, the plasma. Yeah. So
the hashling slasher.
Right. Exactly. Oh, so yeah. He definitely encountered something down there for sure. So that kid 100%. Is fucked up.
Well, that's the house that was actually like haunted, though. Like you heard.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Tina's old house was legit haunted.
Yeah.
Did you notice or see anything? I don't know if I remember like stories. I just remember some of you guys like saying that it was like really haunted.
So like So I know, do you know like the actual stories that like happened, or
I don't think so. No. I just remember you guys saying like something about it being haunted.
So the first one was like, she was in bed and Kyle and Kristen were living with her, right? So,
oh my God, maybe I
she saw
story.
She saw like a blue light thinking it was like Kyle on his phone and yelled at him to like get back in bed and stuff. And then it started walking down the stairs and then it came back up. And then like she said, like it started coming towards her and then like she turned the light on and it was gone.
I hate that already.
So she got Pastor Randy over to bless the house and stuff. And was like, if you ever like experience anything, just do this. And so like a little time went by and then like she was fell asleep on the couch. And next thing you know, she said she was getting like raised up and she did what Pastor Randy told her and she dropped. I didn't stay there after the first one, but
I'm so happy I never stayed the night there. I'm always the last one awake.
Well, my house on Fox Run was haunted by Grandma Pam's. Remember?
I do know. Oh yeah. Yeah. But I mean, every time I stayed there, it was you and me in your room. We were up till basically the sun came up playing video games anyway. So that was the best way to avoid it. I don't know what you have been through there though, but every time we played hide and go seek in the basement, it was mortifying.
Okay, so the house on Foxburn was haunted, and so was the house on Third Street.
Okay, and so you are really doing good.
Both were confirmed by psychics, I didn't believe the psychic thing until my mom went, and I'd been talking to my dad about wanting to go fishing. Like this is back in first grade, so my mom gets done and she goes, Brendan's great grandma said that you need to get him a fishing pole because he's going to be great at fishing. So I grew up and I started fishing all the time and I caught a lot of fish. But then another thing was like, make sure he wears a helmet. Then, you know, I had the whole
thing. Yeah. The brain scramble.
And then, the last thing was he's going to be a firefighter. Like that's all the stuff that she said about me. And I was like, every single one of that came right. Like every single one came true.
You remember how, like, when we were younger, how much our parents like were against anything psychic too?
Yeah.
Like, man,
Grandma Pam hates Harry Potter.
Which that itself is black magic. That's just hilarious.
See, I hate Harry Potter, but that's just because it's mid.
I get where you're coming from. I totally get that.
Yeah.
Voldemort's cool though.
Would be cooler if he like succeeded, you know.
Yeah, dude, such a lame. Gets rid of all of his body hair, doesn't have a nose, thinking he's gonna win, and he loses.
Hey, he has alopecia. That's why.
No, I know people that do. He's a fraud. I know a fraud when I see one. He can't even beat some fucking kid.
He just goes to weekly waxings.
Like, yeah, for real. Like he goes 0-2 against some kid that he couldn't even kill when it was a baby, dude. Come on, man. Like, how do you lose to a baby?
It's called the gym, bro.
Like, dude, just be better. Like, how are you the best? Like, how are you supposed to be the best wizard? You can't beat a baby kid that came in. Like, I know it was protected by the parents or whatever, but I mean, dude.
The parents are dead. Like you had time.
He's like, yeah, dude, you're a mid wizard. Like, Voldemort, mid wizard, dude.
I've only seen to the fourth one.
I've been a fan because the biggest mouth breather that I know, Joe Hanlon, is the biggest Harry Potter fan of all time. And maybe not the biggest fan of all time, but he knows his shit. So like I was forced to be like, yeah, this is okay. But I was always a fan, but I had never seen all of them. And you think I'm going to sit there and read the fucking books? You got me so bent.
When you started this, I was like, don't say you read the books. I know you haven't.
Hell no. I am not going to sit down. One, I can't because I have ADHD so bad.
Yep.
And going off of that, I'm not going to be able to sit down anyway if I'm not cracked out doing something like playing video games. But to sit down collectively and read a book that's 800 pages, that would take me the rest of my adult life.
See, you got to think money moves, Drake. That's all it is. Money moves. You're not going to make money reading a book. You can make money streaming.
And I would just rather listen to the books in movie form. How about that? To where I don't know, it's 2 hours of my time instead of a collective 80 because I'm a terrible reader because I black out when I'm into a page and I forget everything I just read.
And I got three brain cells.
Yes.
Don't have to work as hard because everything's projected in front of you.
Yeah. Everything's fucking overclocked because it's so easy. And I'm like, oh, this is the why. And then I read a whole page and I'm like, wait a minute. I wasn't actually even paying attention to that page. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Reading isn't for me. I like a 2-hour movie to watch that I can see things on. They're like, oh, you got. And anyone that's going to come here with this smoke going, you have to read the books. Stuff in the books that's better. Fuck you.
The only reading I do is the zeros in my bank account.
Bingo. And it's even funnier that you say that.
0000000.
Yeah. There's a bunch of zeros, but there's just no other numbers in there at all. Yes.
Not even a decimal.
And that's how it goes. But I mean, it really is hard to stay humble when you're this successful. Cause like, if I have to check now, let's actually see humble brag, see how much money I made from the podcast. It's just ballpark, probably like $2.30 or something like that. It's $2.40. So numbers just came in. We're rich.
That's like 3/4 of a beer, dude.
Yeah.
And not at a ballpark.
Not at a ballpark. That is like 1/8 of one at a ballpark.
That is like you can lick up all the foam that they didn't get in the cut from the tap.
That's which basically what that I is. Right about now I would still take just to be at a ballpark. I would like to be at a ballpark somewhere crushing beers right now. Which you got to try. You got to make a trip out for spring training if the MLB doesn't continue to lock down. You got to try to do that.
Well, when is that?
Should be coming up. Like I said, I got to follow along with the lockout stuff. I don't know what's going to be the deal with that, but I'm assuming they're going to continue, and get shit figured out here within the next couple weeks, but it happens around like March, April into May is when they have games and stuff. And dude, every team has a stadium out here in Arizona. Yeah. Like it's insanity, yeah. Dude. So the spring is just nuts.
So I'll probably have to do May because my ticket out to see Bryce was like a fucking grand.
Oh my God. I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of last minute. Like it's only a month away, like that kind of a thing.
And flying to Cali is never going to be cheap.
Yeah. Flying into San Diego.
Yeah. Where they're just like, hey, have your fucking checkbook open when you get here.
Yeah. They're like, hey, thanks for visiting. You now have to pay some California.
Thanks for taking out a bank loan. To be here, we really appreciate it. I spent
six whole paychecks on this plane ticket.
Like, yeah, thank you for the help, San Diego. Now that I'm here and have no money, how do I get food?
I'm just gonna walk around like Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, San
Diego. Yeah. I just walk around flexing the bank loan that I took out just so I could be able to get in and out twice.
It's like, Jesus, In-N-Out is out there.
I
so much weight.
Here's the thing. We can go into this right now for a little bit too. I don't know. Like
Five Guys.
That's your go-to is Five Guys.
Well, I mean, I don't have access to the other ones.
That's true. What's like, what would be your West Coast?
So
don't say so In-N-Out.
Five Guys.
Don't say In-N-Out.
Is yours Whataburger?
Yes.
Hey, it was fun. I'm going to have to take off. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah,
What's going on? Why are you so busy all of a sudden, dude? After I bring up Whataburger being the best one. Because let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. For people. Okay.
Whataburger's patty is so thin, bro.
Yeah, but that's why you get a double.
Then you can get a double In-N-Out and you get more meat.
Yeah, but then you get the fucking shit dick fries that come with it.
That's why you get a monster style.
No.
With the sauce and the onions and the peppers there, bro. Hot as shit. The first time me and Bryce went to In-N-Out, I was like, oh, shit, free peppers? I'm going to grab some of these before our burgers get here. Did that. My stomach got tore up. I could barely eat my burger. Those peppers are so fucking
hot. I'm gonna have to actually try that now. In-N-Out is good. I will never not deny that In-N-Out is good, because like when you have the option out here to where, you know, you don't have to, there are so many more better options than McDonald's.
Well, I had the option in Texas for Whataburger and In-N-Out.
Yeah, see, so you know how it goes. Yeah. So when you have those better options, like it's definitely, I would much rather, I would take In-N-Out like over McDonald's or any other burger place any day.
Like maybe for, not Burger King. Maybe not Burger King.
I don't like it for burgers. I think their burgers are disgusting, to be completely honest.
Burger King's fire. It's flame broiled.
That just means they heat it up in a cool microwave. That's all that means. They're not actually cooking that shit. Are you kidding me?
That over an open flame, bro.
You're
going to look at me and tell me I'm wrong?
You're going to look at me and tell me I'm wrong? Wicked Witch of the West, bro. But dude, yeah, that is all a front. They are, while they're fake grilling your burger where you can see the grill at in the back of the kitchen, they're around a different corner microwaving your Wendy's 4 for $4 that they just went and picked up and has been sitting in their freezer all day. You're being bamboozled.
Okay, so they pull the old switcheroo.
Yeah, it's a bait and switch, classic maneuver. Mark Cuban knows all about that shit. I've talked to him. And so now that him and I are close, I know business stuff, dude. I'm an entrepreneur. Say it with me. Entrepreneur.
Entourage.
There we go.
It's a great show.
It is a great show. But coming back to fast food, In-N-Out.
I'm taking In-N-Out over Whataburger.
You're a wild man, dude. And honestly, that is so disrespectful.
So when I had Whataburger, right, I got the burger and...
Never get a double-double? I'm confused what your problem is.
So here's what I'll say. Whataburger has a very good buffalo chicken sandwich.
Ooh, I haven't tried that, actually.
I don't know if it's a limited time thing, but...
No, I don't think it is. I was literally just there the other night.
You got to try it.
I got it the other night. Needed to. I went with the... here's how much of a fat piece of shit I am now. Went for the double-double. So that was sick. Had the fries, of course. I got the meal, so double fries. Swapped out the soda for a vanilla shake, because duh.
Got
it. And then got the a la carte, just single burger for an extra. And I was scarfing that down while on stream. And it's one of the hardest thing ever to eat till you're sick to your stomach from Whataburger and then be a sweat on Warzone to where like you're actually feel like you're working out. And so it's like, this is the worst combination I could have possibly done.
No, the worst combination you could do is what I did whenever I went to school before dropping out 5 years into a 2-year degree.
Took me 4 years.
Gang shit.
Took me 4 years, get a 2-year entrepreneur. Dude,
I would stop at Chipotle and head straight to the gym afterwards.
It's actually funny. It's funny that you say that as well. And I'm annoyed because I think I've said that maybe 4 times this episode. You're just a funny guy, I guess. But that was a joke. Don't get a big head. That was a joke.
I don't know why I thought it was sincere.
Yeah, you should have knew better.
After 25 years of this.
For real though. You should know better. But some of the best basketball practices I ever had growing up where I was like in Rockford, like either with like my parents or with Joe and his like mom, we were doing something and we would get McDonald's on the way back and then have like an afternoon practice. I am not shitting you. I had some of the best practices, and that is after like, I mean, like now I can crush like 40 nugs and not have an issue, but I won't be able to move for like a day and a half. But like at the time, like I was a tiny child, so I'd crush a 10 piece with a medium fry and then slug a fucking Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
And then go run around like a crackhead. And I'd be like, dude, why don't I have this before every game? That and a breathing treatment will give anyone superpowers. I am telling you that.
McDonald's
and albuterol is the superpower. That is, I would get flagged for PEDs if I did that before high school sports. I'm not shitting you. I would have been out of my mind. The best I remember, there was one. I did it the last time I had done it. I think when it was like considered probably legal was up to freshman year, to where I was like, okay, I can't do that anymore. I can't have McDonald's before basketball practice. And so I had it before practice. And that was when I had Coach Lau, who I love Dan's dad as a coach, and his practices were awesome because it wasn't like McCracken's where it was like, if you guys fuck up one time,
you're running.
We're running till the end of the practice.
You're running till I'm tired.
You're running till I'm tired. Where it's like, you look tired right now. So
it's like, damn, coach, you look like you need a nap.
And it's because I love you, coach, but you're old. And so you naturally just look tired. And so I remember slugging McDonald's and going, this is good. This is a mistake. I'm not a child anymore. This isn't going to work. And we ran so many suicides that not so many, but like a little bit more of an amount for allow practice. And I remember I didn't lose a single suicide. And that's with a Dr. Pepper doing this in my gut with 10 chicky nuggies doing this in my gut. And I'm going, and I'm winning these suicides and going, if I had albuterol, I'd be able to dunk. I swear to God. And at that time I was 5'7", maybe 112 pounds. And I'm like, dude, if I could put that into pill form, that would not pop up on any PED test. And I'd have athletes everywhere coming to me going, dude, where's the go-go juice? And it's this lime green.
They would have casted you for Space Jam 2.
It's this Mountain Dew colored pill. For some reason, that's the color that we end up in the final product. And it is just crushed up 10-piece McNugget meal with a Dr. Pepper. And it has drops of albuterol in it, and it's in pill form. And they're like, holy fucking shit. Everybody's vertical is double. We have now had to move the NBA rim up to 15 feet because people are dunking with their feet. And I'm rich, baby, because LeBron's like back the semi trailer up to the house.
Well, with no, you'd have to keep it discreet because.
Oh, I'm blowing the lid off of that. I don't give a shit.
No, but then it's just me a banned substance.
Not for me. I'm not in professional sports.
No, but for.
So when I go to the rec league.
Be rich.
No. You think people aren't going to try to get it under the table?
Exactly, but you're saying back the truck up like it's not a discreet thing.
Here's the thing. LeBron has a good enough image to where he'll be able to just be like, "No, this is just fucking
fish oil."
Yeah. Dude. Like, go ahead and fucking test me for it. And then nothing pops up and they're like, "Oh, I guess you're right. That was just a bunch of granola bars coming to the house." Like, "Yeah, I told you so. I just hang out with LeBron now. What's your guys' problem?" Just because him and I are best friends doesn't mean you guys like, gotta get fucking weird.
It's like that episode of SpongeBob where Squidward buys the pie from the pirates.
Oh my god, dude.
What flavor is it? It's a bomb from a bomb factory.
And it's in his stomach.
Squidward, don't eat too many. They're gonna go to your hips.
Or what does he say when Squidward?
No, he's like, what am I gonna do? Or he's like, Squidward, don't eat too many. He's like, why? What's gonna happen? Am I gonna blow up? He's like, no, they're gonna go straight to your thighs.
And then you'll blow up.
And he looks down, he's like this big. He's like,
he's
huge.
And then you'll blow up. Which I never on the episode always used to make me so mad because why didn't I ever see that vault of already made Krabby Patties that's just you don't notice in any other episode? What's up with that shit? Can we talk about that for a second before we wrap up?
It's probably just something that they bring out at closing time because that was after hours.
Closing
time. Like you never like, yeah, one last call for Krabby Patties.
You might be right, actually.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah. But you think it'd be better hidden.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of like an Arizona house where you don't think it's a mansion from the outside. You walk in and it's fucking gigantic. And it's like, how do I not notice this from the outside of this house? And you're just like, oh yeah, that's right. There's a vault with 10 million Krabby Patties in here that are already done. Which is a weird concept. They kind of, now that I think about it, the Krusty Krab kind of gives me the same vibe with you with Burger King, that you actually believe that they're making those burgers. Unbelievable. As they're just going, yeah, hold on real quick. As they're just fake pretending to grill a burger that's just literally rubber from a tire that they're just setting on the grill that's just sizzling in front of you. And they're like, yeah, they're,
well, I mean,
comes I out from another grill in the back.
I literally put rubbing alcohol into my body every weekend. I feel like
that's a good point. I mean, how much, yeah, how much worse could a fake burger from Burger King really be? Exactly. You know what I mean?
I drink real vodka, Drake. Like, I've had Malort before. Like, I'm immune to everything.
Yeah, pretty sick though.
Yeah,
I will take real vodka over a burger from Burger King though, 10 times out of 10, and it's just because I want to feel something.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I just want to feel something.
Yeah, I'm just tired, man.
Yeah, I mean, dude, at 26, I feel like I'm 56, and I understand why my parents are the way they are. And it's, I like, get it.
Like, I'm 25 right now. Tell me why my back hurts after playing video games.
Dude, I will get done, and I'll be like, my neck has never hurt. Yes. And then the groans that leave my body, I'm like, dude, I gotta be in my mid-50s.
Well, it probably doesn't help that I sit all day in the same exact chair for
lunch. Yeah. And then
I close my laptop and I move my keyboard up and I
sitting like this, yeah, playing video games for 5 hours. I'm like, man, why does my spine hurt so fucking bad?
Do you watch South Park?
From time to time, yeah. Me and Shane would usually put it on like as we're going to sleep and giggle at a few episodes.
Have you ever seen the Dungeons and Dragons episode?
Oh, I don't think I have, actually.
Or
not League that
Legends
one.
Or something.
Well, I don't think so.
They get in and they're trying to fight this fucking gamer that's just like this 40-year-old dude, like big as fuck, like looks like us, like gamer wise.
Yeah,
he's sitting there like slumped over like this. He's got like a
I've seen that meme pop up a couple times where like they'll show that picture of that guy and be like, yo, this guy sucks so bad at football, like what a terrible quarterback, like like that kind of shit, to where it's
yeah, but like that's basically how I feel now. Like,
dude, same.
Like, I fucking get off work and I get on the stream, so it's like
that's the only thing like
keeping me going.
Oh. Yeah, well, yeah, keeping me on this planet is that is the eventual hope of being able to be paid and have a full time job of playing video games, but. Like with the freedom of being unemployed up until, like I said, I'll probably go back to PXG now, probably next week is what I'm assuming. But like, so that'll be good. To have income again, that'll be cool. But, but I've definitely been, it's been super nice. Like it makes you definitely appreciate being horizontal for sure. Like when I lay down at night after like gaming for a couple hours and I don't have a good chair, that's a big thing for me, is I need like a really nice chair again, is like,
I'll send you the link to this one.
Actually, if you could, that'd be sick. It's Spider-Man's actually the dopest, dude.
They have Spider-Man, Iron Man, Batman, Deadpool.
That is dope. Spider-Man's the illest, massage, though. That is dope. Oh, and I'm not letting Declan step foot in my fucking apartment without catching these fucking hands for stealing yours. He will feel my wrath. And then we're gonna do the same thing we did to his older fucking brother. He's gonna get here's a little song I wrote.
The thing is Declan is going to be fucking fearless, dude.
Oh, I know. He's already a psycho.
The dude already stands up for himself. He's 5.
Like, yeah, also, watch your fucking mouth, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm
like, I can jump 26. On you like you're a fucking Goomba.
Because I'm 26, and yeah, I might not have a lot going for me, but I can fucking throw you, dude.
I don't have much going for me, but more than you.
Yeah, way more. I can
wipe my own ass.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. Yeah. What about that, Declan? Huh? Huh? Still shit your pants, dude? Do you? Still wet the bed? Still got to go sleep with mommy? Ooh, yeah. Yeah, these are the conversations that I have with Declan when we're one-on-one. He's just sitting there going.
He says something to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I have a 401k too, actually. So my company, yeah. 50% matches. What does yours do for you?
Yeah, can you even fucking drive, you freeloader? Do you even know which one's the gas pedal, Declan? It's the left. Red means go.
Wait, that's not right.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up. okay, we're going to wrap that up. Yeah, which one is the right?
It's the long, skinny one on the right.
Wait, why do I have 3?
you drive in a manual.
Oh no, I don't think that's how it's supposed to sound. God bless you. And the dab thrown in there.
Yep.
Dabs for Reese. Dabs for Reese in the chat, because I'm about to end his life when he comes in the cousin group chat the first time on Zoom. He's gonna get flamed. But
hey, yeah, you should fly out, or not fly out, but drive out to San Diego, and we can get a hotel.
Let me know what weekend you're gonna be out there, and I can maybe make that happen.
Okay. Well, I'm going during the week, but I'll be there over a weekend if you want to come then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I can see what I can do. I can just maybe even fly out there too if I can find decent flights. So. Because Reverts lives in San Diego too. So,
oh, does he?
Yeah. So maybe we can make something happen. Who knows? That city's way too damn big. So he's probably so far away. But if you want to go ahead and we can wrap up here, I think we've been going for a while. It's been a great episode though. But
this has been fun.
Yeah. It's been a great time. I'm really happy that you hopped on here, dude. It's been a blast. And I hope I can, I'll definitely have you on again. Like I said, I'm real interested in getting like all of us on together, like either weekly or every other week if we want to, something like that. But if you want to tell people again, like where to follow you, what your socials are on, and we can go ahead and wrap up.
Really just Twitch, Jurassic 815. That's the best place to see bad gameplay and awful
jokes. Real bad gameplay and a lot of laughs, because we have a good time on there.
We do have a good time.
Had pretty fun group. But no, dude, I will. I'll hang up, or I'll stop the recording in a second here, and then you obviously, like, you and I can talk a little bit after. But I appreciate you hopping on, dude. It was a blast. And I'll have everything posted, and it'll be thrown up here later tonight. So
sick.
With that, yeah, dude, I can't wait to have you back on. And
oh yeah,
tune in for the next episode. Who knows who will be on? Maybe Reese. Maybe Declan.
Mark Cuban.
Maybe Mark Cuban. You never know. Thank you for listening.